Great honor always to welcome the heads of government of our member countries. So we are very pleased today to receive one of the founders of this institution, the President of Uruguay. It's an even bigger honor when it happens that the President of the country is the President of the country of the President of the bank. So for me, it's really a great special satisfaction to welcome you, Mr. President, and you, Mr. Minister, and the Uruguayan delegation, and also to welcome the representatives of the United States government, and also this distinguished presence of members of the business community in this country with a special interest in Latin America, and particularly in Uruguay. As you know, Uruguay is not a big country, but we are very proud of what this small country has been able to achieve through the years, which is an image of seriousness, of sound policies, democratic life, and particularly, as the markets very well recognize, a very good sound economic policies. And in a way, for the bank and for me personally, it's always a special pleasure and pride to be presenting to the board, I just said, based to my colleagues in the bank, operations of this country, precisely because it's always respected by its sound and very good policies. President Valle is an outstanding political figure in my country. Not only himself, but his family has devoted a long, long life to the country politics, and really to have him here is a special privilege. Together with the ambassador, we have organize this gathering, and I understand that both him and the president wants to be very informal and just an exchange of views and in connection with the Uruguayan economy, Uruguayan politics. And with these words, Mr. President, I would like to give you the floor to put you in front of the micro. If you don't mind, I invite you to take it now.
Microsoft?
Microsoft is here.
Okay.